Welcome, everybody, to this auspicious ceremony where Denise will be taking initiation into the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya through a most qualified current link representative, His Holiness Veer Krishna Maharaj. The Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya is a chain of the disciplic succession that comes from Krishna himself to his first disciple, Brahma, from him to Narad, to Vyas, and then on to Madhva, to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then his immediate disciples, the Goswamis of Vrindavan, Rupa, Sanatan, Bhattaragunath, Dasaragunath, Gopal Bhatta, and Raghunath Das. Then from there we have great spiritual teachers such as Vishwanath, Chakrabarti Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, more recently in the past couple of hundred years, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and then the most preeminent Acharya for our time, the modern time, who brought this tradition to the West, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Today we have with us one of Prabhupada's dear leading disciples, Veer Krishna Maharaj, who will be initiating Denise into this esteemed Vaishnava lineage. And so let us begin by welcoming Veer Krishna Maharaj to Sydney. We are most fortunate to be in his divine presence.
Oh, thank you.
This initiation, it is sometimes considered a second birth. Most significant in that we have had many births in this material world. We have traversed from one body to another, according to the Vedic understanding, in a cycle of samsara, of repetition, of birth and death. And we have, in that course of time, we have had many, many millions of births. This initiation is most significant because it is a formal commitment to a spiritual practice, a connection with a very powerful disciplic succession, spiritual lineage, going right back to Krishna. And so it is a way of being reborn spiritually, awakening our spiritual nature, and beginning this journey back home, back to Godhead, back to the spiritual world. And so there's a famous Bengali verse, Brahmanda Brahmite Kon Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prashade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach, that we have been wandering throughout one moment, by the mercy of God, by the mercy of Krishna, the devotees, the spiritual masters, we get this seed of bhakti, a seed of devotion. And so, in Denise, that seed has already been flourishing these past years, but now it is being formally established with commitment. So Denise will be taking sacred vows, four vows of things that she will avoid, and most importantly, things that she will commit to, specifically the chanting of the holy name. So this is an initiation into the chanting of the holy name. All of the Vedic rules are to avoid things that will cause us to forget Krishna. She will commit, I will avoid these certain things. And I'll leave that as a cliffhanger. We'll find out what those are, as you don't already know. And she will make a commitment, most importantly, to remember Krishna. And the most easiest practical way to do that is by chanting. It's something we can do all the time, anytime, anywhere, any place. And so it is the recommended process for our age. But essentially, the commitment is to remember Krishna and to not forget him. Because our goal here is to awaken love for Krishna. And love is something that is constant. It's not something that we do sometimes when we feel like we have time, or it's not something that we do when we want something. Love is a constant. And that's essentially what we're aiming for here, for the soul to reawaken that eternal love for Krishna, for God. And that's what Maharaj will be helping Denise to achieve in this lifetime. Okay, so we will begin the ceremony with purification, a ritual of purification. We'll chant a mantra from the Garuda Purana, and while chanting that mantra, we will sip sacred water. And so we will lead. Do we have some more chairs by any chance, Teresa? Yeah, okay, that's great. We have more guests arriving. Okay, so Denise, please take this Achaman spoon and you can drop some water into your right hand just to purify it. Okay, good. And now some water into your left hand. Let it go. Now hold the spoon in your left hand and put a drop of water. Actually, you can wait with that. So just be ready to put some water into your hand now that your two hands are purified. Repeat after me. Everyone can repeat together. Om. Apavitra.
Apavitra.
Pavitrova.
Pavitrova.
Sarvavastang.
Sarvavasyam.
Gatopiva.
Gatopiva.
Yasmaret.
Yasmaret.
Undarikaksham.
Undarikaksham.
Sabahya.
Sabahya.
Yantara.
Yantara.
Suchi.
Suchi.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Okay, so put that drop of water into your right hand. Say Om Keshavaya Namaha.
Om Keshavaya Namaha.
Sip the water. Take another drop of water into your right hand and throw it to the side. Very good. Okay. We're going to chant that mantra again. Please repeat. Om.
Om.
Apavitra.
Apavitra.
Pavitrova.
Pavitrova.
Sarvavastang.
Sarvavastang.
Gatopiva.
Gatopiva.
Yasmaret.
Yasmaret.
Undarikaksham.
Undarikaksham.
Sabahya.
Sabahya.
Antara.
Antara.
Suchi.
Suchi.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Another drop of water into your right hand. Say Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Sip the water. Another drop of water into your right hand. Leave it to the side. Om.
Om.
Apavitra.
Apavitra.
Pavitrova.
Pavitrova.
Sarvavastang.
Sarvavastang.
Gatopiva.
Gatopiva.
Yasmaret.
Yasmaret.
Undarikaksham.
Undarikaksham.
Abahya.
Abahya.
Yantara.
Yantara.
Suchi.
Suchi.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Take another drop of water into your right hand. Say Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Om
Madhavaya
Namaha.
Sip the water. Another drop of water into your hand. Leave it to the side. Yeah, just purify. Good. So this mantra, you can leave the spoon in the Achaman cup. This mantra, it means whether pure or impure, whatever state we are in, if and when we remember the lotus-eyed Lord Krishna, then, particularly by chanting his name, then we become completely pure. We become purified. That is the power of the name. And so this is a purification at the beginning of this initiation ceremony. Okay, so I hand over now to His Holiness Bia Krishna Maharaj.
Okay. It's nice to see everyone. Joe, it's good to see you. So, Om Gana Timiranda Sha Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshur Unmititam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who so kindly opened with my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So, today we have initiation, but what I'd like to do is talk to you a little bit about marketing.
Okay.
Change the subject matter a little bit. So, one thing that people have wrong with marketing is usually they present the what and the how first. There's three things. There's why, what, and how. Everybody got it?
Hmm.
Why, what, and how. So usually they present the how, and then the what, and then maybe you get to the why. So usually I find when we present Krishna consciousness, people do the how right away. What do I mean by the how? Well, you got four regulated principles. No meat, fish, or eggs. I mentioned them in the beginning. No intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling. And people say, oh my God, it's not for me. Why didn't you pick things that were easy? Like no beetroots, which you can tell I hate. Or, you know, or no doties or something. Anyway. So, let's forget about those four for right now, okay? Because that's really intense, especially in the modern world. And so, let's go to something that's more important, which is the why. Because if you want to sell something to someone, if you want someone to take up a spiritual practice, you got to start with the why. And why do we want to be Krishna conscious? Let's ask that question. Well, there's several reasons why it's a good idea to be Krishna conscious. One is, you know, birth, death, disease, and old age, which is kind of frightening too. But so I don't really start with that usually. Usually I start with, hey, you want to be happy. That's pretty cool. And I don't talk about the miseries of the material world first, because that's really negative. You know, because people say sometimes, oh, you Hare Krishnas, you're so negative, you're saying the material world's miserable, and this and that, and I'm young, it's not miserable, I've got my whole life ahead of me. They haven't gotten sick yet, they haven't died yet, obviously. So, so therefore you stay in the positive. Hey, you want to be happy. Great, you want to be happy, life after life. Never lose anything from one lifetime to another. Swapam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahatobaya. Hey, that's cool too. And realize your spiritual nature. Okay, very good. Nice philosophy. Of course, Krishna does say in the Gita, four types of people approach him. And none of those types are looking for the regulative principles. You know, it says, people are looking for wealth. Okay. We don't really have to deal with that so much in the Western world. We're just talking in Bengal, they look for that. You know, I was just having a nice discussion with Govardhan Prabhu in the car. I said, practically nobody joined in Bengal until Prabhupada brought the Westerners back and there was a lot of opulence, right? Then everybody joined in Bengal. So some people join looking for wealth. Nobody here, I think, is looking for wealth. People join because they're looking for knowledge. Some people join because they're looking for knowledge. Some people join because they're in distress. And some people join just because they're inquisitive. So these are the four reasons. So you get perfect knowledge. You get spiritual wealth. You get freedom from distress. Wow, this is cool. And you get all your questions answered. Everything you wanted to know but were afraid to ask, as the book says, about Krishna. So that's one thing you get. You know, eternal life. And then another thing that was actually important to me before I joined the Krishna Consciousness Movement. I don't know if I've joined, but anyway. I've joined Krishna West, anyway, which is part of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. So one thing that was important for me was a way to help people. And I think this will inspire many of you. That before I came to Krishna Consciousness, my parents were pressuring me, my mother was at least, become a doctor. And I was thinking, all right, doctors help people. Because my whole life I wanted to help people. You know, that's natural. You want to help people. But then my mother said, you should become a doctor. I said, okay, so many years of medical school and everything like that. But do people die after I treat them? Not from my treatments, obviously. I didn't want to specialize in euthanasia. You know what euthanasia is? Euthanasia means so-called, quote, mercy killing. So I didn't want to specialize in that. So I said to my mother, who was naturally putting pressure on me, do people die? And she said, yeah, they die sooner or later. I said, so what's the use? I mean, it's good, you know, in the meantime to help people. But I want to help people permanently. Not just help people temporarily. So I embarked on a spiritual search to try to help people spiritually or permanently, and reading all the various literatures in the world about religion, spirituality, philosophy, and all that other nice stuff. Eventually, I came to Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada's teachings, etc. Actually, I heard Srila Prabhupada chanting on the radio. That's what brought me to Krishna consciousness. The power of the holy name. I didn't know who it was, but I was just listening to some mundane radio. And then finally I heard, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. My whole life changed just by hearing a few words from Prabhupada. So that was a major impetus for me, and I think for many of us, because our society is a movement that's meant to help people create a revolution in the misdirected lives of an impious civilization. And that's what the Bhagavatam says. This Bhagavatam is meant to do that. Create not a physical revolution with guns and whatever else, but a revolution in consciousness, a changed society. So when I joined, the movement was focused on that. We thought within 10, 20 years, we're going to change society, of course. It's taking a little longer, unfortunately, but we thought we would have, like Prabhupada even encouraged us in that. He said to one of my godbrothers, Balavanta, you're going to be the first president of the United States, first Krishna conscious president of the United States. Because now we have someone whose name cannot be mentioned. Anyway, so that's a reference to Harry Potter. Anyway, so but the Prabhupada encouraged that. And it is a fact, although we do have to be a little bit more patient, that this movement will actually save the world, will save people in the world, and it will change the world. At least for a few thousand years, it's going to happen like that. But it will take some time. So to me, that's the why. You know, revolution, spiritual revolution, save the world. Otherwise, life has no meaning. If you can't find a meaning for life, a purpose for life, other than just eating and sleeping, just so that you can eat and sleep and continue to eat and sleep and have, you know, reproduce, and they can continue to eat and sleep and then die, then it's boring, depressing, useless. I hate to discourage any of you. I know those are negative words, but it's useless unless there's a purpose, right? And so that encouraged me. I joined the Krishna Conscious Movement, underwent more austerities than we're going to ask Denise to undergo, because now it's just the four regulative principles there. We had the four regulative principles. You had to obey the temple president like he was God. You don't have that anymore, I don't think. Some places you do, but not here. So you had to get by on 4.5 hours of sleep a night, pinch yourself during Bhagavatam class just to stay awake. Some of you would probably remember all this stuff. Go out all day long in the cold without adequate clothes and eat so many sweets, it's lucky you didn't die from diabetes. Anyway, so These are the austerities. Anyway, I'm not going to go on about the austerities. But because of the purpose, the why, that kept me going. Okay, so that's the why. So let's get to the what. You know, what is Krishna consciousness? Krishna consciousness is basically love. Loving Krishna, loving the acharyas, the spiritual master, loving, of course, Srila Prabhupada. All of us are meant to love Srila Prabhupada. But that love, what does love mean? And not that, you know, we just watch a lot of memories of Srila Prabhupada. It's, you know, it's really cool, you know, whatever Prabhupada said. But we actually live our life in such a way to please the person we love. That's very important. When I make choices in my life, which is practically every day, I think, what would Prabhupada want me to do? You know, if there's some situation where I could become I might become angry and start yelling at everybody. I think it happens. I think, what would Prabhupada want me to do to bring this person to Krishna? So that's Krishna consciousness. And then also to deepen one's appreciation for the pastimes of Krishna, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, deepen one's appreciation for the holy Dham. Like some of you may know that I spend a lot of time at Govardhan. And somehow or other, by Prabhupada's mercy, you know, my appreciation and love for Govardhan has increased. So the whole life becomes filled with love and love for all living entities. The Isopanishad teaches us, Yastu sarvani bhutane atmana evanu pashati sarva bhuteshu chatmanam tato navigagupshate. For those of you who don't know Sanskrit, it means one who sees everyone connected to Krishna. He doesn't hate anyone, and, you know, by the understanding, he loves everyone. You know, universal love. That's Krishna consciousness. Because if one just loves Krishna and doesn't love everybody, that's not love of Krishna. That's what's called Kanishta, or a lower class. So, to me, that's the what is very, very inspiring, that Krishna consciousness. And then, finally, the how, which is what usually most people start with. So, the four regulated principles we already dealt with. And the reason we follow those four regulated principles is that if we don't, we become addicts. And then we have to go to some anonymous club. You know, these anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, Addiction Anonymous, you know, Chanting Anonymous. No, we don't have that. So, in other words, we have when you don't follow these four regulated principles, then you go into the mode of ignorance. And the mode of ignorance means you act in ways that are harmful to yourself, you become addicted to activities, and you can't stop doing them. And you're not happy. You're controlled. The Bhagavad Gita tells us, Nahi kachit shanamapi jatatishtati karma krit, karyate yavasa karma sarva prakriti jayagurnak. They were controlled by the modes of nature. I mean, I want to be autonomous. I want to be independent. I want to make my own choices in life. I don't want to be controlled like a marionette or a puppet by these forces of nature. So that's why, one reason why I follow the four regulated principles, you know, to please Prabhupada. But anyway, so to stay out of the mode of ignorance, to not be addicted, to please Krishna, and eventually to come to the mode of goodness. In the mode of goodness, one is peaceful, equipoise, tolerant. All sorts of good qualities arise with the mode of goodness. Of course, following the four regulated principles is not enough. That just helps you come to the mode of goodness. That's all. And if you don't chant or take up bhakti yoga, the mode of goodness is useless too, because it entangles one, according to the Gita, in a sense of happiness, a false sense of happiness. That you think everything is wonderful, everything is beautiful in the world, and then things turn out not to be so wonderful. You shouldn't have unrealistic expectations about this world. I just got a letter from someone in Fiji, and he says, I'm so depressed. I see people arguing this and that. And I said, what? What do you expect? You think you chant Hare Krishna and everybody's going to become kumbaya after that? You know what kumbaya, you know, kumbaya. So it's not like that. You have a realistic understanding of this world. So, anyway, so that puts you in the mode of goodness. But then, just like if you go to the airport, you got to get on a plane. And that plane, the positive aspects of bhakti yoga. What are the positive aspects? Of course, we do have the chanting, offering your food to Krishna, associating with the devotees, hearing from great personalities, all these different, and of course, sharing Krishna consciousness. Actually, sharing, like I mentioned the why before, sharing is the most wonderful activity. If you share, you get more. Just like it's not like in the material world, if you give money, you get less. But if you more you share, the more you get. Wow, that's cool. And Krishna says in the Gita that he who teaches this philosophy to the devotees is most dear to me. Never will there be more one more dear to me. So anyway, so sharing, but to perfect one's chanting, because the chanting is the essence of Krishna consciousness. I mean, without chanting, there's no Krishna consciousness. I mean, you can do a little gyata sukriti, you know, this and that, or eat prasadam, but you have to chant if you want to progress in Krishna consciousness. So as far as the chanting, there's rules, even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says there's no hard and fast rules for chanting, but there are rules that he's given, not precisely rules, but recommendations in his Shikshashtika. And I think most of you are aware that Shikshashtika means the eight prayers. So these eight prayers bring us to the right consciousness when chanting the holy name, especially in the beginning. Prabhupada instructed us to chant like a child crying out for his mother. And that, well, the one verse of the Shikshashtika that resonates with that is Ayananda Tanuja Kinkuram. Patita mam vishame bhavam budo kripya tava padapankajastita duli sadrasambachintya. O son of Nanda Maharaj, I am your eternal servant, but somehow or other I've fallen into this nice material world. No, this horrible material world. Please fix me up as one of the atoms or particles of dust at your lotus feet. So we pray like that, and we study Lord Chaitanya's Shikshashtika from the beginning to the end. Of course, there are some verses that we may not be able to resonate with right now. Like, Krishna, you can crush me by your embrace, leave me brokenhearted by not being present, but you can do anything and everything and you remain my worshipful Lord unconditionally. That's pretty high. Krishna, crush me, do anyone here ready to pray like that? Raise your hand if you're ready to pray like that. I am not. I'm not like Queen Kunti who says, you know, please give me more and more misery. I pray, please give me less and less misery. So I can remember you. So we should pick verses of the Shikshashtika that we can resonate with and study the works of the previous acharyas under the direction of Srila Prabhupada, especially the Vaishnav songs, which, you know, Sri Prahlad is very expert in chanting and inspiring everybody. Your chanting is just like inspiring the world. So study the mood. And when we study these Vaishnav songs, the holy name, we should try to understand the meaning. As I travel, I am shocked to find how few devotees know the meaning of what they're chanting. Even such simple things as Prabhupada's pranam mantra. You know, Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pachani Nivashesha Sunyavadi Paschachatejitari. Very few people, or the prasadam prayer. Sharira Vijaja. People say it. But this is Niyam Agraha. We should enter with our hearts, just like we were talking about Krishna consciousness, to open the heart, to give love in the heart, to spread love to everybody. So we should open our hearts to Krishna consciousness. Not a system of rituals or style of dress. It is a question of entering into the spirit of Krishna consciousness by understanding what we're doing while we're doing it. And so, if you're going to chant something, you hear a nice Vaishnav song, read it, understand the words, enter into the spirit of that. Chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And enter it. It's, oh, Radharani, oh, energy of Krishna. Or foremost devotee of Krishna, Adi Shakti, the original Shakti of the Lord. Please, give me your mercy. Engage me in Krishna's service. Just like if you go to a Braj, Everyone is chanting what? Radhe, 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 Radhe. One time I went to Mayapur and I got in trouble for chanting Radhe, Radhe. Because there they chant Hare Krishna, so, or Hare Bol.
They say Jainitai.
Jainitai. So I went there, I had just come from Govardhan, and the first devotee I saw said, Radhe, Radhe. He said, what? You rascal! This is against the GBC law. I thought he was going to kill me. Anyway, so we should pray. The chanting is praying for Radharani's mercy. You know, Radharani, please, you're the compassionate aspect, compassionate counterpart of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please give me your mercy and allow me to enter into the spiritual realm. And, of course, in order to do that, don't offend any of Radharani's devotees. And, of course, quickly we're going to go over the 10 offenses because that's the first one. To blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives. They're Radharani's devotees. They're dear to Radharani. Even if they're making mistakes, whatever. And don't offend any living entity. And so that's the first offense. And I'll go quickly because some of them may not be applicable. Thinking the names of the demigods. Some of you from India or from Fiji, you know about demigods, are equal to or independent of the holy name of Lord Vishnu. Third one is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. Of course, that blind following is not recommended. Prabhupada said, a blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. So we don't want to get into blind following. Sometimes the spiritual master will give one an instruction just to see if someone is following blindly or not. For example, one devotee went to Prabhupada and he said to Prabhupada, I want to take sannyas. And Prabhupada said, no, I think you should get married. And so the next day he comes back with his fiance. Anyway, so Prabhupada was testing. I get there's so many stories where Prabhupada was testing like that. So anyway, not blind following. You have a right to inquire, ask for an explanation, ask for shastric reference. You know, we're not a cult in a pejorative way. So blind following, absurd inquiries. So one shouldn't blaspheme any literature, whether Vedic or not, because Vedic means knowledge, that points one in the right direction. Whoop, you got lights. Points one in the right direction of loving God, or at least bringing one to a higher platform mode of goodness through a gradual process. And one shouldn't think the glories of chanting Hare Krishna are imagination. One shouldn't give a perverted interpretation of the holy names. That means make up something out of your own mind. One shouldn't commit sins on the strength of chanting. One shouldn't think chanting is just a ritual. This is the point I dwelt on before. It's not something like Prabhupada said one time jokingly. He was chanting his rounds, moving down the counter beads, and he said, I finished my 16 rounds, now I can do any damn thing. So sometimes we chant just with the idea of getting them done. That's not the right idea. We're connecting with Krishna. It's a direct, transparent connection with Krishna when we're chanting his holy names. And then the next one is not to instruct the faithless about the glories of chanting. Of course, what that means is that we have to become expert in presenting Krishna consciousness in terms of time, place, and circumstance. Confirmed. Anyway, and the final one is not to maintain material attachments, even understanding so many instructions of the matter. What that? They're laughing at that one. Okay. What that means is it's not offensive to have attachments. But we should be trying our best to give them up. And then most important is to be attentive, because inattention is the cause of basically all deviations from pure chanting. Inattention means be conscious of what we're doing while we're doing it, if it's offering obeisances, if it's eating prasadam, or honoring prasadam. Let's say honoring prasadam. Conscious of what you're doing. It's Krishna consciousness, like Sri Prahlad just to stay. The whole point is to always remember Krishna. And if what you're doing is causing you to forget Krishna, let's say if you get so much involved in Vedic rituals, you forget Krishna, which I see happens all the time. Not all the time, some of the time. People get so much involved in... I mean, I'll give you a practical example. One time, I went on the altar to worship the deities. And so the devotees told me, you got to offer so many circles around, so many circles around, so many circles around, so many circles for this article, and then for this article, you got to so many circles, so many circles, so many circles. I said, can I bring my calculator on the altar? Finally, I said, no, I'm just going to do what I want to do. And just like, think Krishna's there. Krishna, please accept this, you know, while I'm doing this. One time I had to adhere to it because there was this one devotee, not from Australia, Nishinga Vacha. he was observing my worship. So he said, if you want to do it, you have to do it right. And I said, uh-oh, he's watching. So I said, if you want me to do it right, you got to sit right at my feet while I'm doing RT and tell me what to do. So I did it. I did it right that one time. Every other time I did it wrong. But I thought more about Krishna. So the whole point, like Prabhupada was like that. He was just trying to get us to remember Krishna, not to become simply rule and regulation conscious. We have our rules and regulations, but it's just the whole point, always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. And for each and every person, there needs to be some adjustments. Not in the principles, but the details. The principles we do not adjust, but details, they're adjustable. And Rupa Goswami states this in the Nectar of Devotion. He actually specifically states that the details can be adjusted according to time, place, and circumstance. And Prabhupada states in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anyway, that's Krishna. Anyway, a little humor there.
They're gone.
So that's Krishna consciousness in a nutshell. And initiation, of course, means to make promises, but ultimately it's the beginning, just like when one joins the university, then one has to do certain austerities in order to graduate. That's practical. But the goal is in mind, going back to why we're doing it. You keep the goal in mind, and that keeps you going. What keeps a doctor going through residency, through internship, through not sleeping for 3 or 4 days in the hospital? Because he wants to be a doctor and make a lot of money. But... you know, that's material, but you got to have a goal to keep yourself going. And so, important, just fix that goal in your mind, and then everything else becomes easy. So, and then, just one final thing, that we're all accepting Srila Prabhupada as the ultimate source of shiksha in the Krishna consciousness movement, and we serve Srila Prabhupada's Krishna consciousness movement, which has many branches, and which will continue to have many branches, outreach branches like we have here in Sydney, reaching out to different segments of the population. And so there has to be different adjustments according to different segments of the population. All right, thank you very much. So now we'll have the name giving. And so I guess we don't have a picture of Prabhupada.
No. I don't think so.
Okay. So
you are his representative.
I tried. So now we can give the name and take the vows. That's all right? You ready? So imagine or picture the deities and Prabhupada, and then you offer obeisances right now, and then you can come up to me and offer obeisances. Make believe Prabhupada is sitting there. And you have the...
She's bringing the photo.
Oh, you're bringing the photo. Okay, because it's important. Because none of us would be here unless Prabhupada had... What's that?
Okay. Prabhu's reminding us that we need to change the neck beads as well.
Okay, there's Prabhupada. Yeah, the neck beads.
Do we have
some? So
do we have some? Do you have some?
Oh, there was Prabhupada.
Okay.
Okay, we can do that now.
Yeah, you can do it now. You put neck beads.
Yeah.
Keep Prabhupada there.
Oh, so we went to get Prabhupada. Is that what you're saying?
We have
so you want Prabhupada
to
do it? That was the...
No, it's okay.
These neck beads signify that we're Krishna's servants, like Prabhupada Sundays would say, dog of Krishna. But let's say we're Krishna's servants. There's a clasp on it.
Yeah.
Usually there's a clasp you have to take.
Oh, you have to see the clasp.
Very nice.
Wow. Do you want to put him on the harmonium?
Yeah, why don't we put Prabhupada on the harmonium? Okay, thank you.
Nice altar. Monique, can offer Prabhupada a flower.
Flower. Okay. And Radha and Krishna in Prabhupada's heart, so.
There we are.
This is very auspicious. I mean, joining the Sampradaya and on the path to go back to home, back to God. Like Prabhupada would sometimes say, that before initiation, it's like auditing a course in the university. That you learn a lot, you make some progress, but if you want to graduate, you got to enroll in the university. And graduation means loving Krishna, even in this lifetime. So if you can offer obeisance to Prabhupada. And then I guess your offer obeisance is to my not so humble self. Okay, Denise, and what are the four regulated principles?
No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex.
And how many rounds do you count every day?
Minimum of 16.
16, good. And so you get the beads with your right hand. So your name now is Radhika Priya Devi Dasi.
Yeah.
Radhika Priya Devi Dasi Bijan. That's a nice name.
It's very nice.
I'm actually very attached to Radharani, so I try to give people names. Radharani or her associates. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya. Oh, Hare Krishna. Good to see you. Very nice. Narahari Pijai. Narahari Rupa. And we got Lord Nrsingadeva right now, too. So we can proceed. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Okay, so the next part of this initiation ceremony, we are going to invoke sacred fire and use the fire as a medium to make offerings. Krishna, he reciprocates with his devotees via different mediums, sound, through the holy name, our prayers, and sometimes through other elements as well. So we make the deity form from stone, and we can also install a fire to make offerings as well. That was more emphasized in a previous age, Treta Yuga. But we also find this tradition in other cultures as well. In the Bible, we have God speaking to Moses or appearing to Moses via a fire. And so it's not unique to the Vedic culture. And so we are lighting a sacred fire here. We're going to install the fire, that is to ask Krishna to be present to accept offerings through this media. And then we're going to chant prayers. And at the end of each prayer, we'll say Svaha, and we'll offer, this is ghee, clarified butter that I have in this spoon, and then Sri Radhika.
Just Radhika Priya.
Radhika Priya, our new initiate, will be offering grains into the fire. Maharaj has grains as well.
Do you have an ice cream cup?
Yeah. And so we invite you to chant these mantras, these prayers with us. I'll lead this chanting. These are prayers, so in the beginning I told you about our disciplic succession. That is our chain of spiritual masters. Sorry, this will go down in a second. Our chain of spiritual masters going back to Krishna. And so what we're going to do is we're going to invoke their blessings upon our initiate, upon this ceremony by chanting a prayer to these spiritual teachers back, all the way back to Krishna, and make an offering of ghee and grains with each prayer. Okay, so please repeat after me. Om Ajnana Chimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Svaha.
Pick up the graves with the two middle fingers and your thumb, and each time he says Swaha, put it in there.
Very good. Okay, so Swaha,
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 Sri Chaitanya,
Sri Chaitanya,
Vinobishtam,
Vinobishtam,
Stapitam,
Stapitam,
Yena Bhutale,
Yena Bhutale,
Ayam Rupa,
Ayam Rupa,
Dhammayam,
Dhammayam,
Dadati,
Dadati,
Swaparantikam,
Swaparantikam,
Swaha,
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 Vandeha,
Vandeham,
Sri
Guru,
Sri
Yuta,
Parakamalam,
Parakamalam,
Sri Gurum,
Sri Gurum,
Vaishnavamscha,
Vaishnavamscha,
Sri Rupam,
Sri Rupam,
Sagrajatam,
Sagrajatam,
Sahagana,
Sahagana,
Raghunatham,
Raghunatham,
Tam Sajivam,
Tam Sajivam,
Advaitam,
Advaitam,
Avadutam,
Avadutam,
Arijana,
Arijana,
Sahitam,
Sahitam,
Krishna Chaitanya Devam,
Krishna Jaitanya Devam,
Sri Radha,
Sri Radha,
Krishna Padam,
Krishna Padam,
Sahagana,
Sahagana,
Lalita,
Lalita,
Sri Vishakham Vitamscha,
Sri Vishakham Vitamscha,
Swaha,
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 Nama Om,
Nama Om,
Vishnu Padaya,
Vishnu Padaya,
Krishna Prishtaya,
Krishna Prishtaya,
Bhutale,
Bhutale,
Srimate,
Srimate,
Dear Krishna,
Krishna,
Swami,
Swami,
Iti Namine,
Swaha,
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 Nama Om,
Nama Om,
Vishnu Padaya,
Vishnu Padaya,
Krishna Prishtaya,
Krishna Prishtaya,
Bhutale,
Bhutale,
Srimate,
Srimate,
Bhakti Vedanta,
Bhakti Vedanta,
Swami,
Swami,
Iti Namine,
Iti Namine,
Swaha,
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 Namaste,
Namaste,
Saraswati Deve,
Saraswati Deve,
Gauravani,
Gauravani,
Pracharine,
Pracharine,
Nirvishesha,
Nirvishesha,
Sanyavadi,
Sanyavadi,
Astacha,
Astacha,
Deshatarine,
Deshatarine,
Swaha,
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 Swaha, Swaha,
Vishnu Padaya,
Padaya,
Vishnu Padaya,
Krishna Prishtaya,
Krishna Prishtaya,
Bhutale,
Bhutale,
Srimate,
Srimate,
Bhakti Siddhanta,
Bhakti Siddhanta,
Saraswati,
Saraswati,
Iti Namine,
Iti Namine,
Swaha,
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 Sri Varshabhanavi,
Sri Varshabhanavi,
Deve,
Deve,
Daitaya,
Daitaya,
Upadaye,
Upadaye,
Krishna Sambandha,
Krishna Sambandha,
Jnana,
Jnana,
Daine,
Daine,
Babave,
Babave,
Namaha,
Namaha,
Swaha,
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 Madhuryojvala,
Madhuryojvala,
Premadhyā,
Premadhyā,
Sri Rupanuga,
Sri Rupanuga,
Bhaktida,
Bhaktida,
Sri Gaura,
Sri Gaura,
Karuna Shakti,
Karuna Shakti,
Grahaya,
Grahaya,
Mostute,
Mostute,
Swaha,
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 Namaste,
Namaste,
Gauravani,
Gauravani,
Sri Murtaye,
Sri Murtaye,
Dinatarine,
Dinatarine,
Upanuga,
Upanuga,
Viruddha,
Viruddha,
Apasiddhanta,
Apasiddhanta,
Vanta,
Vanta,
Harine,
Harine,
Swaha,
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 Namo,
Namo,
Gaura Kishoraya,
Gaura Kishoraya,
Sakshad Vairagya,
Sakshad Vairagya,
Ortaye,
Ortaye,
Vipralamba,
Vipralamba,
Sambodhe,
Sambodhe,
Arambujaya,
Arambujaya,
Te Namaha,
Te Namaha,
Swaha,
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 Namo,
Namo,
Bhakti Vinodaya,
Bhakti Vinodaya,
Chirananda,
Chirananda,
Namine,
Namine,
Gaura Shakti,
Gaura Shakti,
Rupaya,
Rupaya,
Rupanuga,
Rupanuga,
Rayate,
Rayate,
Swaha,
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 Gaura.
Gaura Virba, no? Namo Gaura, no, it's, I'm looking for Jagannath Das Prabhu. Sri Jagannath Ayate Namaha.
Yeah. Mo,
sorry?
I thought it was Gaura Virba. Anyway, I don't remember.
Yeah, yeah. Gauravirbhava,
Gauravirbhava,
Umeshvam,
Umeshvam,
Nirdeshta,
Nirdeshta,
Sajjana Priya,
Sajjana Priya,
Vaishnava,
Vaishnava,
Sarvabhoma,
Sarvabhoma,
Sri Jagannathaya,
Sri Jagannathaya,
Te Namaha,
Te Namaha,
Swaha,
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 Panchakalpa,
Panchakalpa,
Karubhyascha,
Karubhyascha,
Kripasindhu,
Sindhu,
Te Eva Cha,
Eva Cha,
Atitanam,
Atitanam,
Pavanebhyo,
Pavanebhyo,
Vaishnavebhyo,
Vaishnavebhyo,
Namo Namaha,
Namo Namaha,
Swaha,
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 Pancha,
Pancha,
Tatvatmakam,
Tatvatmakam,
Bhaktarupa,
Bhaktarupa,
Svarupakam,
Svarupakam,
Bhakta Avatara,
Bhakta Avataram,
Bhaktakyam,
Abdakyam,
Namami,
Namami,
Bhakti Shaktikam,
Bhakti Shaktikam,
Swaha,
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 Sayatam, Surato
Pangor, Surato Pangor,
Mama Manda,
Mama Manda,
Nater Gati,
Gati,
Matsarva Sva,
Matsarva Sva,
Arambojo,
Arambojo,
Radha,
Radha,
Madana Mohano,
Madana Mohano,
Swaha,
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 Divyad,
Divyad,
Vrindaranya,
Vrindaranya,
Kalpa,
Kalpa,
Drumada,
Drumada,
Srimad,
Srimad,
Ratnagara,
Ratnagara,
Simhasana,
Simhasana,
Sto,
Sto,
Sriman,
Sriman,
Srila Radha Govinda Devo,
Srila Radha Govinda Devo,
Krestalibi,
Krestalibi,
Sevyamana,
Sevyamana,
Smarami,
Smarami,
Swaha,
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 Sriman,
Shriman
Rasad
Rasad
Rasadambi
Rasadambi
Vamsivata
Vamsivata
Tashtito
Tashtah
Vashanvenu
Vashanvenu
Svanargopir
Svanargopir
Gopinatha
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 Shriyestunah
Shriyestunah
Swaha
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 Hey Krishna,
Hey Krishna,
Karuna Sindhu,
Karuna Sindhu,
Dina Bandhu,
Dina Bandhu,
Jagatpate,
Jagatpate,
Gopesha,
Gopesha,
Gopika Kanta,
Gopika Kanta,
Radha Kanta,
Radha Kanta,
Namostute,
Namostute,
Swaha,
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 Kapta Kanchana,
Kapta Kanchana,
Orange,
Orange,
Radhe,
Radhe,
Vrindavaneshwari
Vrindavaneshwari
Rishabhanu.